بارك على نبيه ومصطفى. أما بعد, welcome to every one of you in this room where we present Islam as clear as it came from Allah the Almighty through the head of the angels Gabriel to Muhammad the messenger of Allah, the seed and last prophet and messenger of Allah to the mankind and jinn sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. In this room, as you all know, we give more space for people who have doubts about Islam, whether they are from amongst the non-Muslims or from the Muslims who've been given wrong understanding of Islam. So we here help to correct this understanding based on proofs and evidences, not based on what we like or dislike. As if it goes to what people like, we will go on variety of opinions. But the thing that should all of us should have or should be upon is the authenticity of what we say. And we and when we have no any proof to whatever saying, we prefer to keep away from it until we get the proofs and evidences which are authentic from both the Quran and the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today I would like to speak briefly about Allah, the Almighty, that we Muslims claim that he is the only true God and the only one to be or preserved to be worshipped. I want to affirm to you the reason why we say that he, Allah Ta'ala, is the only one to be worshipped. Just before we come to that point, we'd like to clarify something about worship itself. The definition of worship, the barometer of worship, the quality of worship. What is worship? That is the question. What is worship? Worship is any act or saying or even intention that the one has or commits or does in a way to please Allah the Almighty. That is worship. That is a worship. When we take a kind of worship and we deal with it in a way that we claim it is not being with the intention of worship, then we say that this is not acceptable because you are using a method of worship to something which is not worship, and that is not acceptable. And when we come to the field of worship, when whatsoever worship it is, when we come to that field, we always would like everyone to stay within the parameter of that which is to do or to say as what the Lord wants you to do and say. And this can only be clarified and described by the messenger, that he, the Almighty. So I was saying that we need to know about the meaning of worship and the means and parameters of worship. And we have first of all to agree upon that in worship we do not invent worships or ways to worship. No, we have to do just exactly what we were told to do. Now, back to the beginning of my speech, which is about the Lord, that we all have to, all nations, Arabs, non-Arabs, Muslims, non-Muslims, American, African, Asian, whatsoever, we have to come to one way, because we all, look at this, we all go back to one man and one woman, which is Adam and Eve. We all go back to that. And I assume that everyone in this room now listening to me does agree with me that we all go back to one man, one woman, which is Adam and Eve. Is there anybody disagree with that? If anybody does disagree with that, please type 2. If you all agree, just type 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 out of 15. That is a big number. We still have 8 who do not vote whether to agree or to disagree. No matter what, Ikhwan, you just either say agree or disagree. But we need to see all. Naam, Ikhwan. Who agrees, who doesn't agree in that matter? That we all mankind go back to one man, which is Adam, and one woman, which is Eve. Anyone doesn't agree on that issue, Ikhwan? I got here leaning at the score 19, Okhti Binti Maryam, Muslim underscore always, Abu Hafiza, DK Sadr, Abu Anas 11978, London Salafiya. These are the 7 persons who said what they believe. I don't know the rest. Are they not around their computers, or they don't have any opinion whether they are children of Adam and Eve or not? Others are away. That's unfortunate. Anyway, others in other rooms, and they are here just to increase the number. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran said, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِمْرِئٍ مِنْ قَلْبَيْنِ بِجَوْفٍ. Allah never made 2 hearts for one person and his body. Anyway, but I still have some people who are in. I think Jewish American, you're here, aren't you? Okay, Jewish American, what's your opinion in regard to that? That I say that all mankind, whatsoever their color, their tongues, their regions, their religions, they all go back to one man, one woman, Adam and Eve. Do you believe that? Yes, you do. Okay, I have now 8, more than the half. Right. Now, since we all agree that all mankind go back to Adam and Eve, and this shows us the importance of the oneness. Allah, the Almighty, made us all of one man, one woman. When you go back to the reality of man and woman, the first man and woman, you find that man was created first. And man was created of clay that Allah Ta'ala picked from the ear, as in the holy hadith. And man was made. And when the soul is blown into his body, and he stood, then Allah Ta'ala brought out from his chest bone his wife Eve. His wife Eve. So he settles with her and finds somebody to share emotions with. So this shows us the importance of oneness. Adam was alone, one man, created not by a company. This computer I'm talking to you, impossible that one man have made it. Anybody believes that this computer is made by one man? Not even the invention itself from the beginning. We all know, and many people worked on this to bring it as we see today. Am I right? Or there is other opinion? Okay, so we all agree that whatsoever machine you see in this world, you are more than 300% sure that it cannot be by one. It must be by many. Even simple thing, very, very simple thing. Take whatsoever thing you want, whatsoever thing you imagine, you will find that more than one man worked on it. And we still find that very amazing when you see this computer and how it works, and how you can hear me wherever you are now in the world, while I'm here in my house in Jeddah in Saudi Arabia talking to you. And right away you hear me, you get amazed. Why? Because this is something, as we call it, incredible. And that's true, that's right. But look to that. All these men who worked to bring this product out for us, this computer, whom none of them can make it himself alone, and we are still praising this amazing job which is manufacturing this computer. Although that we do not think of the one who created these all heads. We do not think of the one who created all these heads which gathered and brought this small product. And now, whenever this product is off, is defective, you will have to take it to a man, not to another computer to repair, to a man to repair. Whenever you want to upgrade this computer, you gotta take it to a man to upgrade it. Whenever we want to invent another explorer, we're gonna go to man, to many men, to work together to bring us this wonderful, like what happened recently with Vesta, for example. Now, the one who created all these men, all these men who worked together, not separately, together, to bring these things out for us. Although yet, these things are inheritance for the hand of man to make it work perfectly and be repaired whenever it is defective. But look to man himself. How wonderful he is. This computer, if you're going to sleep, what do? You switch it off. Have you ever seen the computer switch off itself to sleep and then for 8 hours and then it awakes? And unless you, man, put a program in there, to make it do so. But you as man, you feel tired. You go to sleep, you switch no any switch off. You turn no switch off. Automatically, you switch off. And then for some time you rest, and automatically you awake. Very active, very strong. Who made you to be so? It must be very brilliant. It must be one. Otherwise, you would have seen a lot of conflict in this universe. Then we say, why then man have to take more than one God? We see that there are a lot of people taking other than Allah as a God, either independently or besides Allah. So now, as I said yesterday and today, we need to know about this Lord. The Lord who created everything. And not just created by Satan and didn't know what to do with it. No. He created everything and controlling everything. From the day he created them till the day he destroyed them and bring some of them back to life by resurrecting them for judgment, and then he gives them another life which is either better than this life, and that is for the believers, or worse than this life, and that is for the disbelievers. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. نسيكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.